Okay, yesterday we learned the sugya of Itafas Le'mavkina Minei. Yesterday we discussed the Machlekes Rishayim, if Tfisa helps by Yetzer Nasayis. The Rush learns from our Gemara Itafas Le'mavkina Minei that Tfisa helps by everything. And the Ramah holds, no, Tfisa only helps here by Chatzi Nezek. The time that you are mafsid in more than the knas, that's why tefisa helps. Let's learn the Taisvis, because from our discussion of Taisvis comes out a big shverikite on the Rush. Let's see Taisvis. Itafas le'mavkina minei, I'm Rabbeinu Tam. Dafki itafas hamazik atzmai kegoin kelavai shunra. Tfisa doesn't mean, Taisus holds, doesn't mean you can grab money from him. Can't grab money. You could grab only the kelev that did the hezek, or the cat that did the hezek. Why? Why can you only grab that? That's a svara. Taisus says, obviously I'm looking for a different svara. Why, when somebody's behemoth is mazik and they have to pay, has to pay chatzin nezek? So Taisus says you can only grab the behemoth that did the hezek. Now, if you ask me why, I would say something different. Let's see what Taisus says. The reason why Taisus says the b'mazik ikilu chacham mishuch lahazik b'ayim lochei b'shasa hezek. On the mazik itself, you could grab it. Avamidi achrini lai. You can't stop grab money from him. He owes you money for Chatzin Nezek. You can't grab the Bechal Dava Shiitva Yisrael Mavkinan. If you can grab anything you want, Zak Taisvis, Yavi Lidei Takala, it's going to cause problems. Dayayim Alamach, Yigzal, Kala Shalai. If somebody be Mazik in Chatzin Nezek, Zak Taisvis, he'll go and he'll take away everything he has. They'll call him a moving truck and be Taisvis all his furniture. We can't take it back. Very strange. Explanation of Taisvis. Taisvis says, why could you only be Taisvis the Mazik? Because otherwise, if someone is Mazik me a Knas, and he's Chatzin Nezek, and he owes me $100, I'll be Taisvis $100,000, and nobody can do anything about it. It's a very strange reason. The Rush says on Taisvis, he brings the Taisvis. So it's not what he's talking about. Someone owes you $100 and he's Taisvis $100,000. You can't go to Bezin and take back the extra money? Of course you could. Ain't done a din knasis means that when we don't pass in a din, and Machayev someone a knas. But the words of Taisvis are very difficult. Taisvis says that we can't let you grab by knas, because if we let you grab, you'll grab much more than the person owes you. What do you mean you grab much more? I can't have a pshat in Taisvis. What do you mean you grab much more? And Bezin can't take it away from you. The words don't make sense. You can't just grab much more. So the Rush says that not like Taisvis, and everybody says not like Taisvis, but as it says in the Hagoy Sagra, Harash Risharp Paiskim Chalkin Olav. However, the Nemukhi Yosef in the next parak, Bishen de Ramah, says, like Taisvis, that if an animal is mazik you and the Chayiv Chatzi Nezek, which we passed in Chatzi Paganiska Knossa, you can't be Teveh Abizman Azeh, but you could be Taisvis. The Nemukhi Yosef, Bishen de Ramah, also says, you can only be Taisvis the Mazik, but he gives a different reason, which I would think is a logical reason that you could think of. L'chayit's a very logical reason, because a Tam only pays Magufay. So after the Mukhi Yosef, of course you can only be Taisvis the animal that was Mazik. The halacha is that a Tam you don't pay Min Aliyah. If you have a $100 animal, did $1,000 worth of damage, Karen Tam, you don't have to pay more than the goof of the animal, $100 of the animal. So of course he can't be Taisvis from you. it can only be typhus, the guf of the mazik. So it's a kasha tsuma on the Rush, in two steps. First of all, how does he say it can be typhus more? It can only be typhus the guf ha-mazik, taka mistaver, since you only pay magufai. We pask in huchlat ha-shar, that you get the guf ha-shar. Even Bezdin, even if it was a Bezdin shal mumchin, they wouldn't give you more than the guf ha-shar. So how could you be typhus more money or different money than the guf ha-shar? It's only the guf ha-shar that you could take. And once you have this kasha, it really brings back the whole shita saramah. The Ramah shita is that this Gemara is talking dafka about chatzi nezek, dafka about, it's not talking about all kenosis. So stamazai, we say, why should it be talking dafka chatzi nezek and not shar kenosis? But once we have this nekuda, that our Gemara is only talking about being tefes the guf hamazik, the animal that was mazik, so b'chlal, this Gemara has no shaychus to being tefes and cash. What's the shaychus here to being tefes cash? So it's only talking about being tefes the animal that's mazik you, because the halacha is that huchlal ashar, that the animal that's mazik you is goes to you because he was mazik. So b'chlal has no shaychus to other sugyas. The Ramah says is l'shitasai. You can only be types of the guf animal, and this sugi has nothing to do with other knossos being typhus money. We also are not talking about being typhus money. So this is a shver kasha l'chayra on the Rush. The Stipler, in his last piece on the first perek, I think it's Simin Tezvav in the New Prince, the Stipler comes to say a teretz to this kasha chamura, to this difficult kasha, that how could the Rosh say your taif is more than the guf of the mazik? L'chaira, it's only Tom only pays magufay. How could you pay more? So to answer it, Stipler brings a machlekes rishayim on daf lamed gimel. On daf lamed gimel, the Gemara says that brings Rabbi Kiva who says huchlat hashar. What does Huchlat HaShar mean? It means that the Shar itself is shayach to the Nizik. By Tam, when your animals mazik me, the Guf HaShar is shayach to the Nizik. Taisvis there, and the Rosh there hold, that Huchlat HaShar is Miyad. Even Kaidim Hamad Abedin. As soon as your Shar is mazik me, the Shar is huchla to me, a shartam. As soon as your shar is mazik my shar, immediately it's huchla tashar. And if the mazik is now going to sell the shar after the hezik, I can take away from the lekeach because it's already huchla to me before he sold it. So the sheet of Taisus in the Rosh there is that huchla tashar is miyad kaidim hamad abedin. The Rambam there argues, the Rambam learns that Huchlat HaShar is only Achar Hamad Abedin, only after they start the Dintar. But before the Dintar, if he sells it, it's sold. So the Machlekes Rishayim on Daf Lamed Gimel, when you say Huchlat HaShar, that the Shar becomes the property, or the at least meshubit to being the property of the nizik. Our Taisus and the Rosh are going with Shitasam that they hold huchlat hashar is miyat. So therefore, as soon as the shar tam is mazik my animal, I really have every right to that animal. Now, b'zman hazeh, when the Bezdin doesn't enforce dine knosis, so the mazik is not giving me the animal. He really should. Really, he should give me the guf of the animal, keneged the chatzi nezek. Whatever he owes me for chatzi nezek, he should let me have a part of that animal, or the whole animal, depending how much money it is. He has no business holding what's really my animal. So what happens, b'zman hazeh, every time a shor is mazik, and there's a din of a gufay, is that the minute after Kapishmaya Galia, there's really a part of his shor. Let's say he owes me $100 for the chatzi nezek. So $100 of his shor is really mine. I really have a right to it. He is holding my shor. Itofas, I have a right to be tofas cash. Why? Yatam only pays megufay. Look, the stipler. I'm not grabbing cash for the hezek. I'm grabbing cash because he's holding my shor. He has a huchlar ashar. He has a shor which is partially mine. And he's not giving it to me. Because b'zman hazeh doesn't force him to give it to me. He has my shor, he's not giving it to me. What's it then? Someone has your shor and he's not giving it to you. So you can be typhus cash, can I get it? You tell him, give me my shor back and I'll give you your cash back. But why can I be typhus? Because he's holding the shor. He brings a raya that by huchlat hashor you could grab, because there's a mishnah, I think it's the last mishnah of Haminiach, where two animals, a big animal and a small animal, both belong to you, and they're mazik, my animal. So I say the gadol did hezek, I could be tight for small money. You say the cotton did hezek, you want to give me less. So the halacha is that I could be typhus the cotton, I could grab the cotton and hold on to it against my tashlum. How could I grab the cotton? You could say, gadol hezek, shema gadol hezek. I can only be typhus the gadol. But I could say, either the cotton was mazik, so I was typhus the cotton. Or the gadol was mazik, and I'm being the typhus, the cotton can neged the gadol. In other words, I'm allowed to grab something k'neged what you owe me. You owe me a huchlat hashar. Either the big one or the little one. You owe me a huchlat hashar. The Gemara there says you can't tell me, well, maybe it's the big one, so you can't take the little one. Maybe it's the little one, you can't take the big one. No such thing. They both belong to the same person. I'm allowed to take the smaller one, m'man hashar. Either you owe me the smaller one, or you owe me the bigger one. I'm allowed to grab one thing k'neged something else. Same thing in our sugya. It's like the stipler. I'm allowed to grab cash, not k'neged a hezek, but k'neged the fact that you're holding my huchlat hashar. You're holding the shar that's really muchlat to me. And memela, I have a right to grab it. It's a beautiful teretz and a very shtak akasha. Akasha is that it's only magufay. How could you grab cash? The answer is you're right. It's magufa. I'm only grabbing the cash until you give me the guf. Give me the guf, I'll give you a cash back. So it's a nice aspirin. What?
That's going to be by other guf.
By
every time you have Karen Tamsha has someone.
Every time it's Karen Tamsha has it, I'm allowed to grab Nachinami every time.
What's the whole matter?
Because if I take the cash, first of all, the ikamail is that it's not more than the value of gufa. If he's mazik $1,000 and the animal's 100, I can't get one at 100. But also, what's a mile of huchlat ashar? If I grab cash, you could tell me, I don't want to give me the cash back, I'll give you the shar. My shibud is really on the shar. I can grab cash till you give me the shar. But my shibud is on the shar. So at the end of the day, we come away with these two shittas, the Rosh and the Ramah, which now the Rosh is saying you could grab cash. The Ramah, Muki Yosef and the Ramah will say you can't grab cash because you can only pay Magufay. The storms up the stifle, they hold like the Ramban. That Huchlar Ashar is only after Hamad Bedin. So they hold like the Rambam that Huchlat Ashar is only after Hamad Bedin. So then you can't take cash and say, I'm holding the cash till you give me the animal. It's not your animal yet. Because there was no Hamad Bedin on Chatzi Nezek. B'zman hazeh, there is no Hamad Bedin. Because we have no Mumchin. So this pshat that you could grab cash and say, you're holding my shor, until you give me the shor, I'm holding the cash, is taisvis and the rush, l'shitasam. That they say,
what is grabbing the shor any different? If you say that chuchlat the shor is not the lamad of bedin, why is it any different from grabbing the shor and grabbing something else?
If you say chuchlat hashor is only until hamad bedin, according to the Muki Yosef, so again, the Muki Yosef has to learn. Like the book has B'Shem Rama, like our Rama, that this is a din miyuchid here, that the takana drabanan here, since the knas is more than the hez, which is the way the Rama learned.
What does it do with Megufa? The Muki Yosef says because it's Megufa and Mishal.
Muki Yosef is saying, this all the takana drabanan, you're right. But you can't get away. Muki Yosef is B'Shem Rama. The Rama holds it's all takana drabanan.
Yeah, well, why that the guf of the shor, this mazon?
Since you pay Megufay, so the takana was that you could grab Gufay. And no more than Gufay. It's not hard to understand. The problem is that it's trying to rush, and for that we answer. In a takana drabanan, it's not hard to understand that there would be misakin that you grab the thing that's a mishuvit. At the end of the day, we still come to the old yisoid of some rishayim, some achrayim, who hold that a knas, you're not chayav a knas until Besdin Paskins, which, as I said yesterday, is a known yisoid in the yeshiva world, that until the Besdin Paskins, the knas doesn't exist. And we have, keneged that, the pashtas harash, and the Pashtas HaShulchan Aruch, the Tvisa Helsech Hatzi Nezek, and that's Lamaisa Kenegedit, and Baruch Hashem, the Chedusha of Shimon, he very much is misnagid to this idea that you're not Chayev HaKnas until it happens in Bezin. If not for Rav Shimon, we would think we have all these G'dayla Achrayim, Tzayis, the Sivis, that are mashma this way. Devin Oslos, I said yesterday, Rav Naftali in a few places, that a Knas is not till Bezin Paskins. And it's a known yisoid in the yeshiva world that the knas doesn't exist till Besdin Paskins. And it seems to us that the pashtus, which is like the rush, and the pashtus shulchan aruch is not that way. That you can grab any knas immediately. And since you can grab any knas immediately, what they're saying is neshalei aliva dedina. It's going with the Ramah, it's going with shittus, but not lahalacha. The one big kasha on this mahalach of the rush, that chiyuv knas is really immediate, is the kasha, and tfisa helps, is the kasha from Tevi Avdai. As we said yesterday, that Tevi, why didn't he grab himself? If tfisa helps, so immediately when his eye got knocked out, if tfisa helps by knasis, so we know an eved could is mostly ba'atzmai, why doesn't he grab himself? And it's automatic, and he goes free. That kasha is the big kasha on this shita that I'm stelling for as the ikar shita la halacha. And Shimon is saying is the ikar la halacha, that tfisa helps. The big kasha on it is in Tevi Avdai, that why by Tevi didn't it help that he should be typhus himself. The stipler in the second half of Siman Tezvav says he is side. And I think he doesn't come to answer this kasha, but I think it's clear that it answers the kasha. Stipler has a very nice, he's coming to answer a different kasha, but he has sort of a pshara. We always like psharas. Whenever we have a halakhas rishonim, we like to have something in the middle, because it allows us to answer the rayas this way and the rayas that way, and to find the middle ground. The stipler brings from a sefer, he calls it Sefer HaYokar, Sharei Tzion. I don't know if he means it's an expensive sefer, but something means it's a wonderful sefer. And Sharei Yokar finds a middle ground in the Hezber and the Rosh. And he says the following, he says, one nekuda in Svara, which sort of changes the whole machlokes. Why shouldn't tefisa help on knosis? If the Torah gave me a right to certain money, and I'm helpless, I can't go to Beis Din, and we have a rule of it in Ishtivel Anashay, Svara, why shouldn't tefisa help on knosis? So he says it's a Rashi on Daf Ayin Dalid, then on the Sechta. So those all learning Merubah, we're going to get there soon. But he says from the Mashmois of Rashi, that why doesn't tefisa help on knosis? For a simple reason. How could you grab a knas? Maybe the mazik will go to Beis Din, and he'll be a maida b'knas and potter. It only makes sense that you could grab things if you're positive you're entitled to the money. What is Ovid in Ishtimel Anafshe? I'm sure I'm entitled to money. I'm positive that you owe me money. And I'm positive that I can't prove it. Let's say you're 100% sure that a grocery man stole money from you. So the halacha is you're allowed to go into the grocery and shoplift. Try not to get caught. But if you know, now if you can ask me a shayla, I'll tell you, you have to know for sure. Let's say you know for sure someone stole money from you. So the halacha is Ovid in Ishtimel Anafshe. You could go. You can't, if you can't prove it in Beis Din. So Ovid in Ishtimel Anafshe, you could do a din for yourself. Some Rishonim hold you can only do it if it would be possible to prove it in Beis Din and you can't get to Beis Din. But either way, in a case such as ours, you owe me money, Ovid in Ishtimel Anafshe, I can go and grab. But that's only if I'm sure Beis Din would be mechayev. Since there's a din of Maida v'knas potter, how could I be sure that you owe me money? Even let's say you stole from me, and I know you stole from me, and you're mighty you stole from me, and you gave me money back, and I want to grab kefil. How could I grab kefil? Maida v'knas is potter. Now if you made it to me outside of Beis Din, we learned in the Rosh, that's nothing. But maybe you'll go to Beis Din and you'll be mighty, you'll be potter. He says, therefore, Bizman HaGemara calls man, there was a Beis Din Shel Mumchin, itofas mafina. Really, in the time of, let's say, Tevi and Rav Gamliel, where there was still a Beis Din Shel Mumchin, Tfisa didn't help. Because Tfisa does not help Bizman, he has a way out. He could become potter. I can only be typhus if I'm sure Beis Din will be mechayev. If it's biyadai to run to Beis Din and to be maida, tefisa doesn't help. In the time of the Amoraim, after the batei dinim shel mumchin were batel, and kol shekein bizman hazeh, we have no Beis Din shel mumchin. Bizman hazeh, I could be typhus. Because bizman hazeh, you have no way out. You can't go to Beis Din and be a maida b'knas potter. We learned yesterday from the Rosh that there is no maida b'knas potter. Bizman hazeh, there's no way for you to go and run and be a maida b'knas potter. So it's not biyotcha to be potter. So bizman hazeh, tefisas knas helps. And I fell. Bizman hazeh, tefisas knas helps because you have no way out. Bizman hagemara, bizman hatanoim rather, where there was a Beis Din Shel Mumchin, tefisa didn't help. So it's beautiful. It's answered the Tevi Avdei Raya. The whole Raya from Tevi is in the time of Rav Gamliel. There was still a Beis Din Shel Mumchin. Wasn't bottled until later. So as man, there is a Beis Din Shel Mumchin, tefisa doesn't help because he could be made of a knas potter. Bizman hazeh, even Bizman hagemara, once the Beis Din Shel Mumchin was bottled, after the Dar of Rabbi Yudim and Beseira, the Beis Din Shel Mumchin was bottled. So then itafas, you have no way out, you can't be maida. Itafas mafkina. Itafas lay mafkina, that tefisa helps. So it's interesting, this title in parentheses asks, you can be maida when Mashiach comes. Mashiach will come, he'll run to Beis Din and be maida b'knas potter. So Stifle says, Father Musa is not going to like this. The Stifle says, but it's not biyodai to bring Mashiach. It's not biyodai to be potter. He doesn't have a way out. If Mashiach will come, I'll have a way to be potter. But it's not be yaday to bring Mashiach. Even though Bali must say any yid could bring Mashiach, right? But he says not be yaday to bring Mashiach, and therefore it's not be yaday to be potter. The Bezin today holds that he has not be yaday to be potter. He has no way out. The truth is that there's a Rambam that says that it is possible to be mechadish the smicha b'zman hazeh. The Rambam, famous sheetus of Rambam, that b'zman hazeh, if roiv gedolei Yisrael shabaret Yisrael would be masking to give smicha to one person, you could be mechadish the smicha. You could renew the smicha. It doesn't have to be an unbroken chain. There's a kayach of gedolei Yisrael beret Yisrael to renew the smicha. This is, I think, a well-known ma'aser, the Dor of the Beis Yosef, where they tried in Sas. They actually did have a psak. The Mari ben Rav was a musmuch. They got smicha from everybody. They tried to renew the smicha for whatever reasons they had. And it caused a big machlaikis. Some gedolim held that it didn't work. Some held that it did work. So after two dairis, they were masmuch. The Alshach had smicha. They were somewhere at smicha in that Dor. And then they allowed it to be bottled because they didn't want to make a new smicha, which only half of Klai Yisrael holds of and half of them don't. The truth is, in 1949, there was a religion minister of the State of Israel, a man by the name of Neiman, also wanted to renew the smicha. He had this big plan that he was going to renew the Sanhedrin and renew the smicha. But Baruch Hashem, it never happened. Because the only people willing to take the smicha were the people that weren't the Gedolei Yisrael. So it's a slight problem. But I think the Chazon Ish wrote then that you'll never find Sinei Bata as man hazeh. It's one of the conditions of smicha. But at any rate, the Rambam holds that in theory it's possible to renew the smicha as man hazeh. So I don't know if the Rambam will hold of this whole cheshbon, that you can't be a Maidim Knas, unless you're Tainavaita, that it's not be Yad Cha to renew the Smicha. You need Rav Gedolei Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. So, Kopane, I just wanted to sort of end the Sugya with this Nakuda to answer the one remaining Shverakite on the Rush, that with the Mahalach of the Stipler, of the Sefer Shaarei Tzion, the one strong Taina on the Rush, we have a Teretz too. And therefore, whenever someone tells me this idea that a knas, you're not chayiv the knas until Bezdin paskins the knas, it doesn't exist until then, so I would tell them that it's a nice svara, it's emes like many rishayim, it's not emes ledina. You paskin like the Rosh, tfisa helps bezman hazeh, and you are bezman hazeh, you are chayiv. If you tell most people who tell me the chacham that went through the yeshiva cycle, and you tell them that you could grab kapel b'zman hazeh, they'll tell you no, there's no chiyuv knas until it's gepaskin. There are many of the Rashivas Torahs that are gebayin on it, which is true according to many Rishayim, but it's not, it seems like our Rosh, and it's just not true. Okay, let's finish the Gemara before the Mishnah. The Gemara says the i'ama kavli zimna dazlin la'ardi yisrael kavin alei v'yloy ozlo mishamtin alei. We're mishamtina lay the says misalak hazeka means to kill the dog or the cat that attack the, not attack human beings, we're talking that attack the animals. Misalak hazeka midram nasin the tayyam nasin aymer minayin shal yigdol adam kelev rabitech beisai. There's a chazainish on this last piece of Gemara. It's a unique chazainish. It's the only chazainish I ever saw the Stipler should write that, I can't say he writes, we don't paskin like him. He says that the Velt doesn't paskin like him. The Chazanish on this Gemara, the Chazanish is in Chayshe Mishpat, there'll be Kutim in the back, I think it's sitting in your test. And it's inside the stick of Chazanish with Mamish with Halacha L'Maisa too. I'm sorry, it's sitting in your test. The back of Chayshe Mishpat, there'll be Kutim. Chazanish, at first you just have to know Chumash. The Pasuk, Vaisasim Damim Bebeisecha, says where? Anybody know? What does it say, Loisosim Dabin Beisecha? Parshas Kiseitze. What's it talking about? The Parsha Maka, Vasisa Maka Legagecha. It's a sasei to build a maka on a roof. And there's a Loisasei, Loisosim Dabin Beisecha. It's dangerous. Chazaynishi has a very shtaka kasha. Gemara says a few places, different cases where you're potter from a maka. Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav, that a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash are potter from a maka. Only b'beisecha, only in your house you're potter. Masisa maga legagecha, I think it's near from gagecha. That only in your gag is a chi of maka. And if it's a shul, then you're potter. There's the Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah that says that if the gag is less than dalet al dalet, it's also potter from a maka. If you have a narrow ledge, it's also potter from a maka. There's a Gemara later in Bava Kama that says that if it's not, if the inside of the building is not asar tefachim high, you also part it from a maka. There's a fourth Gemara. It talks about bar asar. There's a fourth Gemara that says that a ramp is part it from a maka. So there are a bunch of cases where there's a p'tor from building a maka. Rekta chazaynish, loisasim damin bebeisecha, is a lav against anything dangerous, even a kelev ra. So, why shouldn't you need al tzedin maka the p'tor? Why shouldn't a ramp need a maka because of loisasim damin bebeisecha? We see from this Gemara, if not for this Gemara, I would say Makkah is Gzeres HaKosov, and the whole parasha is Gzeres HaKosov. Whatever it says, and whatever is Nismayit is Nismayit. But from our sugya, we see Loisasim Damin Bebeisach, anything dangerous. You need a gag, you need a Makkah. So on top of a Beis HaKnesses, why doesn't the roof need a Makkah because of Loisasim Damin? Because it's dangerous. Or if you have a ledge that's less than dalet al dalet, it's also dangerous. It's more dangerous. I would think the wider it is, the less dangerous. If it's a narrow roof, it's a roof on a narrow building. So you put it for maka. You should need it. I saw some damim bebeisecha. So Zaynish says, maybe you want to answer, that l'sasim damim is if you walk on the roof. In the chinami, if you have a shul roof that people walk on, you need al tloisasim damim. And yena gemara that says it's memayit beis haknesses is talking on a roof you don't walk on. He says it's not true. It's the Mishnah Berurah, and the Hilchos Chalmayim, Siman Tov Kuf Mem, paskins that a roof you don't walk on doesn't need a maka. My house doesn't have a maka, my roof, and we don't walk on the roof. A roof you do not walk on never needs a maka. So when the Torah says make a maka, it's on the roof you do walk on. So it's not about a roof you do walk on, then the mir of Beis HaKnesses is also a roof you do walk on. The mir of a ramp is also a ramp you do walk on. So vayta, the kasha comes back. L'sasim damim bebeisecha, yishav v'chiyem v'as l'sasim damim. This is the kasha of the Chazaynish. So to answer this, the Chazaynish, after going back and forth in Oisvav, there in Simin Yotches, says a Chiddush Gadol. Chazaynish says that a roof is not dangerous. A roof, any place a person goes, and he knows it's a dangerous place, but he has to be careful, that's not dangerous. Leisasim damim bebeisecha means if you're in a place where a person doesn't know to be careful and there's something dangerous there, that's like Sosam Damim Bebeisecha. A kelev ra, meaning the person is walking down the street and somebody has a kelev ra, that's dangerous. But the Chazanish says that walking on a roof, somebody walks on the roof of a shul, he knows he's on a roof. There's no loisosim domin bibisecha when a person is walking in a place where he knows that he has to be careful. There's no loisosim domin bibisecha in such a case. What?
Why a shul, not a house?
So why in a house do you need a roof, a maka on a roof? Zavta chazaynish, it's gzeres hakasuv. It's gzeres hakasuv. A god needs a roof, even though it's not dangerous. It's gzeres hakasuv, mitzvos maka on a god. It's gzeres hakasuv, you need a roof, even though the roof people could be there, could be careful. Gzeres hakasuv that you need a maka on a roof. But anything that doesn't fit the pasuk, a basic knesses, a ramp, people go up a ramp, they go up steps, they don't have to be careful. Because in your shoulders, on a staircase, there's no chiyuv marker on a staircase. If you look, Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer Hilchas Marker. So he writes in his halachis that a staircase is part of a marker. In the footnote, he writes Chazaynish. He says, Ein chayodam walls it's chayiv. Most of the veld in the deraisa, machlitz chayyadam and chazaynish, everything could hold like the chayyadam. That a staircase needs to have a railing that's 10 tefachim high. But al kopanim, the chazaynish shita is that the din maka is only on a roof, and more than that. Chazaynish says, what's taich roof? Taich roof is a place you stand on where under it people live. You're standing on something, and under it is a base dira, that's called gagecha. If you have a marfeses, you have a porch in your backyard. I have a porch in my backyard that's not over a house, it's over the backyard. Chazaynish says it's part of the maka. There's no chi of maka on a porch, unless the porch is over a house. If the floor you're standing on is over a dira, then he says there's a chi of maka. But if it's a porch, it's a roof of a Beis HaKnesses, or it's a protruding roof, a ledge, you're potter. Not over a house, there's no dimaka. I dangerous, the Chazanish has his yisayit, that's not dangerous unless you're not aware it's a raised area. If you're walking in the street, there's a deep bar on the side, I saw some dumb in Beis Echad, you have to correct it. But if it's not a place where there's it's a roof, people know that roof, you have to be careful. He says you don't need a maka there.
What's the
The Torah Pachas Medalad Al Dalad is that that's not called a bias.
I'm saying if it comes to a slant and the top is a
flat. Torah Dalad Al Dalad, that the Gemara actually says, the Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah says that a bias shame by Dalad Al Dalad is Patami Maka. If the bias is more and the roof part is less than dal, I'm not sure what the deal would be. I'm not sure how the Chazayin should learn. But Akapon, this is Shita Sachazainish. So Laisasim Damim Bebeisecha is something where a person doesn't know to be careful, there can't be a danger. Anytime a person knows to be careful, he says there's no halacha of this din of a maka. Nafkamina la halacha, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, we would hold that a porch needs a maka and that a staircase needs a railing. However, nafkamina would be for Suffolk brachis. When I put up a porch in the backyard, there's a shaila about putting up a roof, making a brach on the maka. Machaira, in such a case, somebody would do. Like the Chazaynish, you don't make a bracha. There's no mitzvah naka. It's only a loisasei. I say only a loisasei. We're worried about loisaseis, but you don't make brachas on loisaseis. The most it could be is a loisasei. Rather, on a porch that everyone knows is raised, the Chazaynish would hold that it's not even a loisasei, because people know to be careful. So on such a porch, you wouldn't make a bracha. It would have to be dafka, a porch, which is sometimes the second floor of a house is narrower than the first floor, and you have a porch. So the ground under your feet is the first floor, that would be Dine Maka. Otherwise not. Akoponim, this is the Chazaynish's Yisayid. I would say he's a Dasi Achid, but in the Emek Bracha, he suggests the same thing. Das Atzmai, I don't know. He's calling the Chazaynish, I don't remember. Emek Bracha is a Sefer on Yonim. And he says the same Yisrael. He rather brings a raya, he brings a nice raya, I should say, to Chazanish's Yisrael. Because in Hilchas Cholmayid, the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to build a maka on Cholmayid. If it's a Maisa Uman, if you need a Uman to build it, you're not allowed to build a maka on your roof. So Yisakasha, the halacha is, by a Dover Ha'aved, a Maisa Uman is mutter. Says if the lock of your house is broken, you're allowed to call a locksmith to replace it because it's a davar avid. People will steal from your house. You're allowed to replace a lock. So he says, why can't you replace a maka? It's a davar avid. Someone could fall off. So he says, no, I'm not afraid people will fall off on a roof. People know to be careful. Just a maisa mitzvah. For a maisa mitzvah, that's not zman hayan yamtis. You're not allowed to do a maisa uman achamayim. So the Meila, he says, that's why it's awesome. But if you learn the way most of the Welt learns, that Asisa Maka L'Vagecha is because it's dangerous, then it would be mutter. That's his taina. But then it should be mutter to do. So Al Kaponim, this is the Chazanish's Yisayid in Hilchas Maka. His Kasha needs a teretz. If we say that the Chazanish is a Chiddish, the Maisa needs a teretz. Why isn't the roof of a shul need a Maka? As the Sassan Dom in the Vesecha. That still needs, I don't know a teretz. So we say not like the Chazanish, we need a different teretz. So on a bais that's less than dalet al dalet, you could say it's not so dangerous, people don't use it so much, it's less than dalet al dalet.
But on the people inside,
people on top, people going there. If no one goes there, it's potter anyway. But you see, if people don't use it, it's potter for maka anyway, even on a regular house. If you only go there to fix the roof, but to clean out the gutters, so then that's putter anyway. It's not a normal tashmish. So we have to be talking about such a roof that's a normal tashmish. That's his time. So he needs a heads up. Okay, let's start the next Mishnah. I have to tell you, the next sugya is basically a quick sugya, except for the din of Daiv, Zeiv Ariya, Daiv and Amar Abadalus. The other pratim of the Mishnah, the first sugya in the Gemara, are basically things that we've spoken about all year. Chamisha tam and chamisha muad. What are the five tamim? Abeim ha'ena muedes, loy ligach, loy ligach, loy lashach, loy lirbat, loy libait. These five things are not normal for most animals. And therefore, these five are tamim. Coming to be memayir something else? I don't know. Huh? These five are an exclusive list. Well, what do you think? These five are only these five. Like ligaich, like ligaich, like lashach, like lirbait, like libait. It's only these five. That's the Mishnah mean. It's shayer. Huh? It was shayer, maybe others. I don't know, if a behemoth is matul galalim on someone's food, we had a machlaikis on daf gimel, dalanam and aleph, if being matul galalim is karen tam. If you hold it is, you have to say our Mishnah left certain things out. So it could be the Mishnah chapter on the five most common, and my shay, the high shay, you could probably think of something else. I don't have an animal that I should know how it could be mazik. Stone that animal could be mazik other ways. So I'll assume that it's my shy that they left out more than one thing. Unless we'll see differently, I don't know. Gemara talks about it. Gemara doesn't talk about it. You can't touch up its common, Afinami. It's the most common of the uncommon ways of being mazik. No? And those animals do become a wadin. So of the mishuna things that animals do, I don't know. Anyway, that's these five. Maybe I should look at the Mishnayis. Maybe the Mishnayis, someone says, that these five are only. What? Someone says? Shun Yudachat Hanagailis. Is that Lashuch? Maybe it's biting. Lashuch, how did he kill him? Either Lashuch or some Lashuch. So it's a clue. Okay. What are the five Muadim? So let's count. Hashay Muedes Lechas Arayla is one. Regal Muedes Lishva B'dar Chilucha is two. Shor HaMuid of the all five is three. Shor HaMazik is four. Shor HaMazik B'shus HaNizik is four. Which Shor HaMazik B'shus HaNizik it pays like a Muid. The Adam is five. So those are the five Muadim. Adam is Muad Lailam. So why does it say Eishin Bar? Rashi says, the Balei Chayim Kamayri, the Mishnah's counting Balei Chayim. Hazev v'ha'ari v'hadoi v'hanome v'habardalis v'hanochash. These six, Hare Elu Mu'adim, the Mu'ad to do what? The Mu'ad to do what? Let's say a Zev, a wolf. What does a wolf do? I assume a wolf bites. Is a wolf a muad lirbites to sit on things? I never met a wolf. I hope I never do, except when it's behind bars. But I don't imagine that a wolf is a muad to sit on things. Huh? Maybe an ari is a muad that sits wherever it wants. I don't think a zev is a muad to... Huh? Is a zev a muad for everything? So I think it's a machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos. Tell me if you agree with me. Rashi, Hari Elu Muadim. I think it's a machlokes here. Rashi says, Hari Elu Muadim, Afilu bin Neshicha, Ubechol Nezakin. Is that what Rashi means? Ubechol Nezakin?
Any
nezik that's proper for that animal. So what's he saying? What's he eating? He said, "Afilu bin neshicha, even by."
By a wolf, it could be neshicha,
but something else. Huh? But Rashi already said. Rashi said, "Afilu bin neshicha."
He's saying by one animal could be neshicha. That's maybe.
So what's he eating that I don't know if I'm afilu bin neshicha?
Not all these animals.
Maybe, not sure. Why is it afilu? What's the afilu of neshicha? What? So it doesn't mean neshicha as opposed to negicha, negifa, revita, and beita. Afilu neshicha means even the first five. Then what's u b'chol ha-nezakim? Afilu b'neshicha b'chol ha-nezakim, even all five. Doesn't mean the shicha as opposed to the other. It means not only for Shane and Regel, but even the shicha b'chon hazakim, even the five. Do you understand Rashi? I don't know. Do you understand the way I understand? I know Shalom, you don't. But how would you learn the Rashi pashut pshat? It means all five, or it means all five if it's normal for that animal. I'm not sure. So for tomorrow, I'll find someone that says like me. I don't know. Tosfos is printed on Tezayin Amud Aleph, the Hanachash. It really belongs on the Mishnah. The first words of Tosfos, Lav b'chol yonei hezik chashivi muadim, el kolecha b'midi d'orchei. See, Tosfos says b'feirish that it's not all five. Each one of the five is a mu'id for the thing that's normal for it. But for the thing that's not normal for it, like Tosfos Taka says, Zaev is to do Torah. It's not a mu'id to be Ravatz. So Tosfos learns that these animals are only mu'id for the thing that it's normal for, not something it's not normal for. The Gra, Tzechen Su, the Rambam Chaylik also. The Rambam argues. Maybe it's a riot to you. It doesn't say Rashi Chaylik Alza, huh? It says Rambam Chaylik. But the Gra always Tzechen Su the Paiskin. Guys are Granshul in Gemara are almost always things that are Machlaikas in Shulchan Aruch. He said, Rambam chelik al zeh. So we have machlekes rishayim. Which sheet is more pashut? Obviously. Who's more pashut? Like Tyson, like the Rambam? Huh? I would think it's more pashut like Tysus. It's a mu'ud to bite. It's a mu'ud to bite. It's a mu'ud to sit on things. I should be a mu'ud to sit on things. So we'll have to try to understand the chayokim. We'll try to understand the machlaikis of Yisashem tomorrow. Also, for tomorrow, there's another machlaikis here. This is Karen O'Regel, which you should learn the Taisvis. Plus, the first piece of Gemara till the two dots is basically an easy, and you have to cheshbon the Gemara, but as far as Shir is concerned, it's an easy Gemara, so get to the two dots. My plan is to finish the Perek before Purim, Yitzhashem. So we're going to, this first piece of Gemara we're going to do quickly, make sure that you're up to pace.